KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 15 degrees in Atlantic. Looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy here today, a high of 35. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. Iowa racing officials are reviewing a recommended plan to distribute $72 million in settlement related to the end of greyhound racing in Council Bluffs. The Iowa Racing and Gaming Commission plans to review the report this Thursday. Half of the money would support the Iowa Greyhound Association's operation of the Dubuque track, which plans to run races from April 29th through October 25th on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. Most of the rest of the money would go to Iowa breeders based on their past performance. Dubuque's Mystique Casino and Bluffs Run Greyhound Park in Council Bluffs agreed to pay the settlement in exchange for ending subsidized racing. About $1.2 million would be set aside for closing expenses at Bluffs Run and No-Kill Greyhound Adoption Centers. A new facility offering psychiatric care and substance abuse treatment to children and teens in northwest Iowa is expected to address an important need in the region when it opens this spring. The new Jackson Recovery Center's Child and Adolescent Recovery Hospital is expected to open in May. Right now, the closest child psychiatric crisis centers are either about 60 miles away in Cherokee or 90 miles away in Council Bluffs. The $10.5 million project has been under construction in Sioux City since August. It will have 72 inpatient beds and a 12-bed psychiatric stabilization unit. A new report suggests economic growth is ahead for 9 Midwestern and Plains states. A survey report issued today says the overall Mid-America Business Conditions Index climbed to 57 in February from 54.8 in January. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss oversees the survey, and he says the regional growth is likely, although areas linked closely to the energy sector, including ethanol, are experiencing pullbacks in economic activity. The survey results from supply managers are compiled into a collection of indices ranging from 0 to 100. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth, while a score below that suggests decline. And two people were treated at a hospital after a fire at an Ames apartment complex Sunday. Fire trucks were sent to the apartment at around 1 a.m. Tenants used a fire extinguisher to keep the blaze from spreading to more apartments, and firefighters doused the rest of the flames. Fire officials blamed the fire on a candle that was placed too near combustible material. In our funeral announcements, Bernice Bass, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Wednesday in Creston. Funeral services for Bernice Bass will be today at 10 o'clock at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church with a luncheon to follow. Steed Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. William Wright, age 84, who was formerly a Baird, died February 20th in Savannah, Georgia. Graveside services for Bill Wright will be today at 11 o'clock at the Highland Township Cemetery near Baird. Odie Funeral Home in Baird has arrangements. Ardeth Sturm, age 86, of Manning, died Thursday at the Manning Hospital. A massive Christian burial service for Ardeth Sturm will be today at 2 o'clock at the Sacred Heart Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Roberta Bishorner, age 72, of Wyota, died Thursday in Omaha. Funeral services for Roberta Bishorner will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Rose Byland, age 88, of Audubon, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rose Byland will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Gerald Gross, age 80, of Irwin, died Friday in Omaha. A massive Christian burial service for Gerald Gross will be Wednesday at 11 o'clock at St. Peter's Catholic Church in Defiance. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Geneva Caven, age 97, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Geneva Caven will be on Thursday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca is in charge of the arrangements. Ronald Gregerson, age 68, of Manila, died Saturday at his home. Funeral services for Ronald Gregerson will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Defiance. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Elvira Miller, age 93, of Erling, died Sunday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial service for Elvira Miller will be Thursday at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Mary Alberta Schmidt, age 95, of Brownsville, Texas, and formerly of Guthrie Center, died February 23rd. A visitation for Mary Schmidt will be held from 10 a.m. until noon on Friday at the Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center. Julia Schlichty, age 47, of Manning, died February 28th at her home as the result of a fire. A massive Christian burial service for Julia Schlichty will be held on Friday at 10:30 at the Sacred Heart Church in Templeton. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Garth Lords, age 60, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Home in Red Oak. Funeral services for Garth Lords will be on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Atlantic branch of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Auchinberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Myrtle Morris, age 79, of Adair and formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday at her home. Funeral services for Myrtle Morris will be on Friday at 1:30 at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Delbert Del Leroy Christensen, age 75, of Council Bluffs, died February 22nd. Funeral services for Del Christensen will be held March the 8th at 2:30 p.m. at the New Horizon Presbyterian Church in Council Bluffs with a luncheon to follow. Cutler O'Neill Myron Woodring Funeral Home of Council Bluffs has arrangements. Helen Shiflett, age 95, who is formerly of the Earlham area, died February 18th in Newton, Kansas. Funeral services for Helen Shiflett will be March the 9th at 11 a.m. at the Worthington Methodist Church in rural Madison County. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Karen M. Casey, age 62, of Oskaloosa and formerly of Atlantic, died Friday in Oskaloosa. Per her wishes, her body has been cremated and no visitation is planned. A private family celebration of life service for Karen Casey will be held at a later date. The Bates Funeral Chapel in Oskaloosa has the arrangements with the assistance of Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. Dorothy Freeman, age 93, of Fontenelle, died Thursday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Graveside services for Dorothy Freeman will be held at a later date. The Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Bernard Norbert Bloom, age 73, of Logan, died Sunday at the Westmont Care Center in Logan. Services for Bernard Bloom are currently pending at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And our news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.